Morning.
Morning. Always keeping the main thing the main thing. Thanking God for Jesus Christ. Thanking God for the Holy Spirit. Thanking God for His church. Thanking God for this congregation. Thank God for this morning that He's given us. He woke us up out of our sleep last night. He saw fit for us to be out here to worship Him in spirit and in truth. And we just want to thank Him. Once again, I want to thank the leaders here, the brethren here, that gave me another opportunity to come out and speak with you again. I'm only giving you what is on my heart. And I hope and pray that something said make you better for having come. My lesson is taken from the book of 1 Corinthians, the 13th chapter. What was read to you, verse 11. But before I give you my title, I would like to read 13, chapter 13. One, the whole, in other words, I want to read to you the whole chapter 13. First Corinthians chapter 13, beginning at verse 1. And it reads, "Though I speak with the tongue of men and of angels, and not have love, I am become as sounding brass or a tinkling cymbal. Though I have the gift of prophecy and understand all mysteries and all knowledge, and though I have all faith so that I could remove mountains and have not love, I am nothing. And though I bestow all my goods to feed the poor, and though I give my body to be burned and have not love, it profits me nothing. Love suffereth long and is kind. Love envieth not. Love vaunteth not itself. It is not puffed up. Doth not behave itself unseemly, seeking not her own. Is not easily provoked. Thinketh no evil. Rejoice not in iniquity, but it rejoice in the truth. Beareth all things, believeth all things, hopeth all things, endureth all things. Love never faileth. But whether there be prophecies, they shall fail. Whether there be tongues, they shall cease. Whether there be knowledge, it shall vanish away. For we know in part, and we prophesy in part. But when that which is perfect is come, then that which is in part shall be done away with." Verse 11. "When I was a child, I spake as a child. I understand as a child. I thought as a child. But when I became a man, I put away childish things. For now we see through a glass darkly. But when face to face, now I know in part, but then shall I know even as also am known. And now abideth faith, hope, love, these three, but the greatest of these is love." My title this morning is All Grown Up. All Grown Up. The NIV version reads like this, 1 Corinthians 13 and 11. "When I was a child, I talked like a child. I thought like a child. I reasoned like a child. When I became a man, I put childish ways behind me. I grew up. I matured. To To grow up in God is to have a deeper and more meaningful relationship with God. God raises us up to be mature so we can participate more and more in His work. Paul addressed the church at Corinth. In his address, he stated, "When I was a child." And it's very important to notice. Paul said, "When I was a child," not those people over there or over there, but he said, "When I was a child." I believe Paul has given me a reason to look at myself, me, myself, and I, check up from the neck up to see if I have grown up or am I still a babe in Christ. The physical realm, when we take a look at the physical realm is what we see, hear, smell, taste, and touch. We were born babies. We started moving, and we become sucklings. We suck milk. Then we started creeping and eating baby food, crawling, eating heavier food. We started talking, eating meat. We started walking. We started running. We started jumping. Some wanted a lot of attention, and if we didn't get it, we whined. Some of us were spoiled and had to have it our own way, having temper tantrums, a selfish attitude, being stubborn, being impatient. But the older we got, we should have gotten mature. We should have grown up. Amen? Amen. We should have grown up. Yes. When we got older, some things fade away. Some things, when we get older, some things just eventually fades away. But there are some things that don't fade away that we got to put away. We got to stop because of the maturity of us. Some of us don't run like we used to run. Some don't walk like we used to walk. Some of us don't hear like we used to hear. Some of us don't see like we used to see. Some of us don't remember like we used to remember. There was a story about two elderly couple, and they was visiting one another. They was getting ready to have lunch. And the two elderly men was in the den, and the two elderly women was in the kitchen preparing lunch. So the two men, they was talking back and forth, you know, having a conversation, and one of the men, he was telling the other man about him and his wife. They had went out to dinner. He said, "Man, we had a good time." He said, "You should go to this restaurant." So the man said, "What's the name of the restaurant?" So he thought for a while. He couldn't remember. So he asked the man, he said, "You know, that flower that's usually red, it has a long stem and it's prickly." He said, "A rose?" He said, "Hey, Rose, what was the name of that restaurant we was at?" Sometimes we don't remember. We lose it. Things fade away. Sometimes our movement fade away. Some body parts don't work like it used to. Amen. Yes, as we grow older, some physical things don't operate like it used to. It just fade away. This fades away. But there are some physical ways that won't fade away. There's some physical ways that we ought to put away. In the spiritual realm, we were born again, babes in Christ. John 3:3 said, Jesus said to Nicodemus, "Except a man be born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God." Matthew 18:3 reads, except you be converted and become as little children, ye shall not enter into the kingdom of heaven. We got to start out as babes. Amen. 1 Peter 2:1-2, wherefore, laying aside all malice and all guile and hypocrisies, envy and all speaking, evil speaking, as newborn babes, desiring the sincere milk of the word, that we might grow thereby. You see, we start out as babes, but we don't stay as babes. And we must start out as babes. We don't come in Christ, you know, starting, you know, we gotta, in other words, to make it clear, we gotta start out as preschool. Amen? And then kindergarten, and then first grade, and then second, like that, right? An example. You see, we don't start out up there. We don't come in, and I know how it is. You know, when an older person gets baptized, and you know, you come in, you know, you don't want to go into the new convert class. You know, I got that. I remember, I think it was Kentucky I went, and I had visited this congregation, and I sat down, right, and a young fellow, he was sitting beside me, Jerry. And the preacher was beginning to preach, and he said, turn to such and such, right? So I grabbed one of those books that was hard to find, you know, and I grabbed my book, right? And the young fella, he just take my book out of my hand and find it and gave it back to me. You know, I said, wow, you know, I know the feeling, you know, but it happens, you know, and we ought not be ashamed. We ought to be glad that we're in, and people who are in, some folks who are like that. We ought to be glad about that. As newborn babes, we are on milk at first. Not to be ashamed, but we don't stay on milk. We must mature. Sooner or later, we must have some meat. We must mature. The New Living Translation reads in Hebrews 5:13-14, a person who is living on milk isn't very far along in Christian life and doesn't know much about doing what is right. Meat or solid food is for those who are mature, who have trained themselves to recognize the difference between right and wrong, and then do what is right. We start out with milk, but we don't stay on milk. It's a growing process. We listen, we hear, we come, we worship. It's a growing process. In our early days, before we put sin away, sin told us what to do. Amen? Sin told us what to do. Sin told us when to do it. Sin told us why we should do it. Sin told us how to do it. And guess what? We did it. Amen? You see, sin was on our backs. Are you with me? And that's how it is. The devil, when we become members, first we become members, that's when the devil gonna get us. He gonna try to get us at an early age when we don't know too much, when we don't know how to pray. When we're learning, he wanna get us as young, like a lion. The Bible speaks, you know, seeking to devour whom he can. Right? When we look at those pictures of a lion, he would go after a young one. He would go after an older and a crippled one also, or a gazelle or whatever, right? But they like to pick on them young ones, because once you start the herd of running, right, that young one don't know, he might run whatever, and he's done. That's why if you're in Africa, you better grow up fast. Amen? You better grow up fast. But we listened to sin, and we did sin. Sin told us exactly what to do. It told us why we should do it, when to do it, how to do it, and guess what? We did it. But now we're all grown up. Amen? We're all grown up now. One time prejudice told us what to do. One time hatred told us what to do. Envy told us what to do. Jealousy told us what to do. Selfishness told us what to do. Stubbornness told us what to do. Boastfulness told us what to do. Pride told us what to do. Lust told us what to do. Lying told us what to do. Cheating told us what to do. Stealing told us what to do. And guess what? We did it. But now, we're all grown up. Amen. Lovelessness told us what to do. Lovelessness is not love. It's a love that you don't, it ain't right. You don't give it all you got. You see, Paul spoke about some love, and this is what he said. 1 Corinthians chapter 13, verse 1. Though I speak with the tongue of men and angels and have not charity, I am become as a cymbaling brass or a tinkling cymbal. In other words, I'm talking loud and saying nothing. You see, if you ain't got that love, you ain't got it going on. You ain't got what God would want you to have. He said, and though I have the gift of prophecy and understand all mysteries and all knowledge, I could get up here and preach to you like no man has preached before. But if I don't have love, it ain't doing me no good. Amen. You know, in other words, I'm looking at you going to heaven, but I don't care about myself. Amen. It says, though I have all faith so I could remove mountains and have not love, I'm nothing. And though I bestow all my goods to feed the poor, and though I give my body to be burned and have not love, it profits me nothing. You see, if I could give, oh, Brother Patterson, he's a good giver. But Brother Patterson ain't got love. He got to have that. Verse 13, it says, now abideth faith, hope, love, these three, but the greatest of all is love. Got to have love. Got to have love. You can't be loveless. You can't be loveless. You have to have love. You see, lovelessness, this is what lovelessness do to us. It tells us to love who love you. Amen. It tells us to love just important people. You know, loveless tells us to love your own kind. Amen. And that's not what God is telling us. Are you with me? God said, follow me. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, and whosoever believeth in him shall not perish, but have everlasting life. You see, God started out with love, and we ought to start there too. You see, without that love, this flame would have never burned. Amen? That love is the flicker that turned this into a flame. It had to be. Love had to be. We couldn't do without it, so loveless. This loveless. If we're loveless, we ain't got it going on. We got to love. We got to love folks who don't deserve love. Eh? Amen. We got to pray for them who we think don't even deserve it. We got to love. We can't get around it. We got to love because God is love. God started out with love. He started out, so we ought to start out with love also. If you ain't got to learn it, love, because we need it. We got to have it. You say, we have to have it if we want to grow up. But if you don't want to grow up, you do what you want to do. Amen? If you don't want love, which is, I say you got to have it. I need it because I'm going to tell you, it makes me feel good when I'm able to love. There's some people, they just as evil and wicked, hurt your feelings. You know, I mean, you know, just tear you all to pieces. You know, you want to love them, but they just make it hard for you. But God said, love them anyhow. Sometimes you say, God, are you sure about, can I speak to you, please? Are you sure about that? Yes. Love them. You know, because, you know, believe it or not, we were loveless one time. And we were hard-headed one time. Amen. Amen. Read with me 1 Corinthians 6, chapter 9 through 11. 1 Corinthians 6, chapter 9 through 11. The Bible says, know ye not that unrighteousness shall not inherit the kingdom of God? Be not deceived, neither fornicators, nor idolaters, nor infamous, nor abusers of themselves with mankind, nor thieves, nor covetous, nor drunkards, nor revilers, nor extortioners shall inherit the kingdom of God. And look what it says, and such were what? Some of us. But we are washed. We are sanctified. We are justified in the name of the Lord Jesus and by the Spirit of our God. We're all grown up. We're grown up now. We've put away childish things. And one of those childish things is the love of money. Amen. All that love of money tell us what to do, when to do it, and why we should do it, and why we, you know, hey, if you want me to, sure, let's go, money. That money, the love of it, yeah. Not just the money, but the love of it. You see, that's the sinful part of it, when that money tells us what to do. As I stated in this congregation before, we dig up the ore and the material, the iron or whatever, to make the press. And we make the press. We cut the tree down to make the paper. And then we make the money. Amen? And then we turn around and what? Worship the money. Amen? The money tells us what to do. And we made it. But now we're all grown up. All grown up. When I was a child, I spake as a child. I understood as a child. I thought as a child. But when I became a man, I put away childish things. All grown up now. If you're here and you're not a member of the church, there's some steps you must take. You must take. You can't get around them. You must hear God's word. You must believe what you heard. You must repent of your way. You must. You must confess that Jesus Christ is the Son of the living God. You must be baptized in water for remission of sin. You must stay faithful in God's grace. You must come to worship. You must give. You must teach. You must pray. You must fellowship. And above all, you must love and stay that way. If you are here and you are a member of the church and you are in need of prayer, as we together stand and sing the song of encouragement, you may come at this time.